Hello, my peeps, and welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It, the podcast that helps you lead with laughter, play with purpose, and grow through radical empathy. I said empathy. So I'm your host, Erin Diehl, recovering perfectionist. Look at me, didn't even edit that. Founder of the professional development company, Improve It. We are an improv-infused talent development company for the new generation of work. I'm a keynote speaker. I promise most of the time I can say words. And I'm a recovering people pleaser. And I'm somebody who has absolutely been there when it comes to burnout. Now, if you've ever found yourself staring at your laptop thinking, I cannot do one more email, or you felt tears welling up before your next Zoom call, today's episode is literally for you. We're talking about how to talk to your boss about burnout the right way. Because burnout is not just a buzzword that's flying around corporate America and entrepreneurship right now. It is literally a signal. It's a sign from your body and your mind saying, hey, something's off. Let's fix it before it fixes you. Speaking of, you see that? You hear my voice? That's burnout. I am tired. I'm giving you a show on burnout, why I am burned out. How meta. So today, we're going to talk about what happens when you don't speak up, what happens when you do, and exactly how to have that conversation in a way that builds trust, not tension. So take a deep breath. Here we go. Refill that coffee and let's get into it. Now, before we go any further, I said I'm giving you a show on burnout while I'm burned out. I'm recording this show. I have a little bit of like an ear infection, something going on. My body's been signaling to me the past 2 days to stop being on urgency mode. And so I'm actually really slowing down. And in doing that today, I don't have a to-do list. I'm just going through my day and getting through what I know I have to get through, but doing it with ease. And I can tell you, it is changing everything. Because burnout sneaks up on you like that one email marked urgent at 4:59 p.m. It starts small. You feel a little tired one day, a little uninspired. You tell yourself, I just need a weekend to recharge. But then one weekend turns into months of pushing through. Here's what happens when you literally don't talk to your boss about burnout. You start to disconnect. You go from, I love my job, to I am surviving my job. You become less creative, less productive, and way more irritable. Your body starts whispering. You get headaches. You get tension. You get exhaustion. And if you ignore those whispers, your body will literally start to shout. Worst of all, here's the worst part. Resentment builds. You start to think they don't care about me when in reality, you've never actually told them what's going on. Silence breeds misunderstanding. Let me say that again. Silence breeds misunderstanding. And when you stay silent about burnout, it doesn't make you stronger. It actually makes you smaller. Now, let's just say this, my friends, you cannot heal in hiding. Now, let's talk about what happens when you do open up about burnout. When you speak honestly with your boss from a place of calm and not chaos, you give your boss the chance to help you. You create space for solutions, adjusted workloads, flexible schedules, reallocated projects, or maybe just some good old-fashioned understanding. You feel me? So you stop pretending to be a robot and start showing up as human, and that actually builds trust. Let me say this. When you have the courage to say, I'm not okay, but I want to work through this, you model the kind of leadership every workplace needs more of. Because burnout does not mean you're weak. The best, like some of my most favorite entrepreneurs speak super openly about their burnout. It doesn't mean you're weak. It means you've been too strong for too long without the right support. So Today, I'm going to give you 5 to 7 steps to talk to your boss about burnout. And I'm going to give these to you in what I think is chronological order. Okay. So take whatever, as always, take what you need, leave the rest. But I truly feel like these 7 steps, if you put them in order, I promise you they will help you in talking to your boss. Now, I said 5 to 7 steps. It's 7. So it's not 5, it's 7. So let's break it down. Here are 7 steps to speak with your boss about burnout the right way. That's a tongue twister. 7 steps to speak to your boss the right way. 7 steps to speak to your boss the right way. You feel me? Okay. Step 1, you're going to check in with yourself first. So before you schedule the talk, you are going to get so clear on what's happening with yourself. You're going to ask yourself, what is causing this burnout? Number 1, is it workload? Is it unclear expectations? Is it the lack of support? What is it? And what would help? You can't communicate what you need if you haven't named it for yourself first, all right? This is going to take some real digging, and it's going to take time, and it's also going to take silence. You can't listen and check in with yourself while checking in on email. You can't listen and check in on yourself while doing 8 tasks for your kid. You can't listen and check in with yourself by going all the time, which is a chronic disease that I have. You have to get still, you have to get quiet, and you have to listen. Because if you don't have clarity on what it is that you're dealing with, how are you going to boss with what you need help with? Step 2. You're going to schedule the conversation super intentionally, okay? Super intentionally. So don't just see your boss in the hallway going to the communal kitchen and say, hey, I'm drowning, help, okay? Listen, they're not a lifeguard. They don't have to get the tube and pull you out right then. They need space in order to hear you. So set up a private meeting. You might ask them and say, hey, I'd love to chat about how things are going and get your support on managing priorities. Can we schedule 20 to 30 minutes? Literally take that prompt, write it down, and put it in your Slack channel or on your Teams channel. Hey, I'd love to chat about how things are going and get your support on managing priorities. Can we schedule 20 to 30 minutes? That's framing, okay? And that framing says that you are proactive, you're not panicked. I have to say this as a leader, first and foremost, when I have chaos coming at me, I have to take a step back. When somebody sends me 12 Slack messages at once, when it could have been like one paragraph and one message, it feels chaotic. I'm just telling you from my experience. As a leader, my first intention when I see something like chaos coming at me is I take a step back and I pause. If you come at me with clear, concise, can we talk? Can we schedule 20 to 30 minutes? And it's framed in a way that seems like we're going to have a productive conversation and I don't have to spend my energy calming you down. I'm going to take that call super soon. But when I get chaos coming at me as a leader, it's hard to manage. So think about that. Be intentional about scheduling the conversation. Here is step 3. You're going to lead with ownership, not blame. Lead with ownership, not blame. So start the conversation as you've heard in therapy with I statements. I feel, I've been feeling, I am. So you could say something like, I've been feeling stretched thin and I want to make sure I'm bringing my best energy to the work. Not, hey, Susan, you're giving me way much or too much to do. I'm drowning over here. I can't get ahead. Every single day feels like I'm sludging through mud. Don't go in blaming. Start with how you are feeling. Own your experience, not your boss's behavior. Now, if you haven't read my book, I See You, A Leader's Guide to Energizing Your Team Through Radical Empathy, get it. It's got a lot of tangible tips rooted in play for you about self-love, finding yourself, becoming a selfless leader, and attracting magnetic cultures. Okay, that's just the cliff notes. Why I'm telling you about this is because in the book, I tell a story about one of the worst bosses I've ever had in my entire life named Chad. Okay, and Chad, I blame Chad for everything. Chad was pinging me at 10 p.m. at night, telling me stuff I had to get done by 10 a.m. the next day. Chad was giving me one-offs and treating me differently than they treated the other team. Chad was making me tired. Chad was making me sick. But guess what? Chad, I'm going to be honest, did do all those things. Chad was a big part of my sickness. Chad was a part of my burnout, but I was allowing it to happen. So really checking in with the I and leading with how I am feeling, not blaming, is going to reframe the conversation. And that's a whole other story, a whole other rabbit hole, but grab the book. You'll read that story. And then how I found my most selfless leader ever, Jen D'Angelo. It's two really juxtaposition stories that tell you how you want to feel being led by. So I digress. Let's get back to our steps. Step four, be specific about what's hard. Okay, general burnout statements are hard to fix. So if somebody were to come to you and you're a leader and they're like, man, I'm just burned out. I don't know why. I don't know. Get really specific on what's causing you burnout. So you might say something like, I've noticed my workload has doubled since we took on the new client and I'm having trouble keeping up with the deadlines. Okay, as your leader right there, I'm going straight to, okay, that's the Smith account, all right? And I've got too much work on Susan on the Smith account. What can I pull off Susan and delegate somewhere else? Or what can I take off her plate? That gives me, as your leader, something tangible to respond to. So keep that in mind when you're talking to your manager, your boss, about what specifically is hard and come to the conversation with examples. Here's step five. Offer potential solutions. Now, this is something I love my team so much. They are so good with this. And I, as a person who has been led by many bosses and also who leads in, you know, my bosses now are my clients, I always come with solutions. Come with ideas. Could deadlines be shifted? Could projects be prioritized? Could you take a day or two to reset? You're not just dropping a problem, you're co-creating a plan together. And that is leadership. That's being the leader that you want to be led by. So really coming up with tangible solutions ahead of time or being solutions oriented in the conversation versus negating and dissociating, I promise you will go such a long way. So offer potential solutions is step five. Step six. Step six, be open to feedback. This one's a hard one. Your boss might share perspectives that you don't see. Maybe they can adjust, maybe not right away, but listen, accept the feedback that they're giving you. It is such a two-way street. And if they ask how they can help you, be specific. So let's say I'm your leader and you come to me and you're saying you have too much work on your plate with the Smith account, you're drowning, okay? And I ask you, okay, well, I hear you. Thank you, Susan, for sharing that with me. What can I do to alleviate some of your problems? And you might say, I don't know. And there's not offering a solution. It's also not giving me something specific that I can help you with. But if you said to me, oh, you know, it'd be great. Could you handle the Thursday calls? Those really take a lot out of me. And I feel like I don't really need to be on them. Could you be on them? And we could regroup after that. That would take a lot off my plate. Right there as a leader, I'm like, boom, I know exactly how to help Susan. It's going to take a lot off her plate. I'm being helpful. And then also in that, I'm getting some feedback from my leader like, okay, this is too much. And being okay with your leader saying to you, I understand that things feel a little tense right now. I'm seeing that you're drowning. I'm seeing that you're having trouble managing these all these different accounts. Let me pull some work off your plate. And being open to that is key. Because you have to be okay with the solution being you're getting work off your plate. It doesn't mean that you're weak. It doesn't mean that you're a bad team player. You just have to be open to your leader helping you, to the feedback that they give you, and to the solutions that you need to come up with and the solutions you can co-create together. All right, step seven, follow up and take action. So after you've had this conversation with your boss, I want you to send a quick summary email. First of all, thank them for taking the time to meet with you because that thank you really does go such a long way. Here's what we agreed to try and recap what it is you agreed to try. This actually takes you time, but then actually take the downtime that your leader has given you. Okay, follow up with a thank you, then take the time that they've given you and allow yourself to be in rest. I'm telling myself this. When I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed, I typically am great with helping my team unload themselves, but I still don't unload it for myself. So taking my own advice here, actually schedule time for rest. If you said you'd use your PTO in that conversation, use it. Change, my peeps, requires boundaries, not just words. I hope you're enjoying the show, my peeps. We will be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to the show. Okay, hey friend, before we get back into it, I lied. Speaking of communication, let's make sure your team knows how to do it the right way. Our Effective Communication Workshop is one of the most loved experiences at Improve It. In this high-energy, improv-based session, our seasoned facilitators guide your team through playful, purposeful activities that prove one big truth: what you say and what you don't say affects how others listen and respond. You'll learn how to communicate with confidence and clarity, build inclusive environments through tone and body language, listen to understand, not just respond, and build trust through the improv principle of yes and. Now, this workshop is perfect for 50 people virtually for 90 minutes or for 100 people in person for 2 hours. It's led by our amazing facilitators who will have your team laughing, learning, and leading better than ever. Listen and learn at learntoimproveit.com how we can help your team improve effective communication all across your workforce. That's learntoimproveit.com. Okay, now really back to the show. Okay, my peeps, let's recap this, all right? When you don't talk to your boss about burnout, you disconnect, you underperform, and you build resentment. When you do, you create opportunity for understanding, support, and sustainable growth. Let me recap your steps again. Step one, you are going to check in with yourself first, get really clear about what is causing the burnout. Step two, you're going to schedule that conversation intentionally, put intentional time on your leader's calendar. Step three, you're going to lead with ownership, not blame, starting the conversation with I statements instead of you statements. Step four, you're going to be specific about what's hard and give really tangible things that they can do to help you. In step five, you're taking that a step further with potential solutions, co-creating a plan with your leader. In step six, you're being open to that feedback. And if they ask you how they can help, let them and tell them specifically how they can do that. Step seven, you're going to follow up and take action. Remember that change requires boundaries, not just words. So here's your Workday Playdate homework, my peeps. You're going to take 10 minutes this week to journal what's causing your burnout and name it. Journal what is causing your burnout and name it, all right? Then you're going to use that journal entry to schedule a conversation with your boss, all right? So really, light a candle, give yourself a vibe, set the lighting in your room so that you have some space to just be with yourself, journal, and then take that action. That's step two in your homework. Number three in your homework, you are going to go in with ownership. You're going to give specifics, and you're going to give at least one solution. And number four, you're going to follow up and hold your boundaries. So let me just put this into practice for you. If I were to do step one in the homework, take 10 minutes and journal about what is causing my burnout, I could tell you right now it's from overwhelm. It's from being a working mom, solo parenting for 8 days and doing everything myself on top of bringing on new team members, end of year, just really going without a lot of rest. Then if I was going to use that now, I understand, okay, I need to take some stuff off my plate during the workday. Instead of having 7 meetings in a day, I need to have 3. And I would go in and schedule that conversation with my boss. And number three, I would go in with ownership. I have been feeling like I've been taking on too many meetings. I've had a lot of stuff going on at home where I've had a lot more things on my plate. And I noticed that there's a couple meetings that I don't have to be on in the weekday. I'm wondering if I could take these three meetings off. It would give me time back in my day to get my work done. And then after I have that conversation, my boss says, sure, you don't need to be at X, Y, and Z meeting. I'm going to send my boss a thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you taking the time. And then I'm not going to go to the meetings. I'm going to honor my boundaries. Because, y'all, burnout is not a badge of honor. It does not mean being the busiest person is not the coolest thing in the world. I used to think that truly. It's a call for balance. So my peeps, that is your playdate for today. If you loved the episode, please share it with your favorite colleague and share it specifically with the one who's holding it all together and pretending they're fine. You know the one where they're like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. When their eye is really twitching and they're like running on caffeine and chaos, right? So send them this episode with the reminder that it's okay to not be okay and it's powerful to ask for help. And if you are a leader, I want you to re-listen to this episode. I want you to listen twice because I know so many people, including people in my own life who are my family and my friends who are dealing with burnout. So repeat this episode. Go back and listen twice because the way you handle burnout conversations will truly define the culture that you create. So if we have not connected, find me on LinkedIn. I'm Erin Diehl, D-I-E-H-L, or you can find me on Instagram at It's Erin Diehl. I would love to hear how this episode affected you, what you took away from it, what you're going to put into your life as a result. Until next time, my peeps, you know what I'm going to say. Keep laughing, keep leading, keep improving it because every workday is truly a playdate waiting to happen. Go have some fun and schedule joy. I'll see you next time.